Hampton. I'm interviewing Larry Lewis. He's a Vietnam veteran. Larry, what did your parents do when you were growing up?
My dad's an engineer, and my mother worked part-time as a secretary for him in his engineering firm.
That's interesting.
You want to check that to make sure.
Yep. Okay. Good. Did your parents' views on communism influence you in any way?
On communism?
Yes. Because I know, you know, starting in the 50s and 60s, they had the Red Scare with Russia.
No, not particularly. Not the parents.
Okay, what did influence you, I guess you would ask?
Probably the news, you know, at the time. And what I was learning in school, in college.
What did you feel about it?
Well, I felt it was a real threat. And specifically, I believe the domino effect was the theory at that
right.
time. So if one country fell to communism, the country next to it would fall, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. And you were attending UT at the time?
Yes.
And you, what was your degree there? Or what were you studying?
My degree is in psychology.
And did you graduate before you got drafted?
I was never drafted.
You never drafted.
No.
You were in the Navy ROTC?
Yes. Yes. And I joined the Naval ROTC freshman year.
What made you decide to join?
It's better than being drafted.
That's true. That's true. So you got to finish your degree before you got sent over?
Yes. Right.
Okay. You said that you attended an anti-war rally?
Yes. One.
What? Tell me about that.
It was, I believe, my senior year, as a matter of fact. And there was a huge march on the Capitol in Austin. And I joined that march in civilian clothes.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Even though I was told that people were photographing anyone who was in that march. But I didn't care.
Did you know whenever you signed up for the ROTC that you might get sent overseas?
I knew I would be.
So you thought it was smarter for you to join the ROTC than to be drafted, I guess?
Yes.
Okay.
That way I got to choose which service I went into.
That's true. What were some of the things that you learned at San Diego in boot camp?
I was sent specifically for communication school, which is how to operate radios, the signal corps, Morse code. That was basically it.
Did you still know how to do Morse code?
No.
Was there any of your instructors that really influenced you in your primary training?
Not particularly, no. It was pretty cut and dried.
Oh. when did you find out you were going?
Where specifically I was going to be based, or?
Just, I guess, whenever you found out that you were getting sent over to Vietnam, or?
I was first assigned to actually land duty in Hawaii. Somebody's got to be there.
How's that?
Well, it was nice. Very nice. But that only lasted about 3 months, and then they assigned us to ships. And the ships went overseas for 3 months, I believe it was, at a time.
You were on the USS Reeves?
Yes.
Okay. What did your personal job include doing on the ship?
I was the top secret control officer. I was the communications officer. I was in charge of the officer's mess. I was the treasurer. Only lost $100 in that deal, so I got off lucky.
That sounds interesting.
Junior officer of the deck. And basically, those were my main jobs.
Did you enjoy your time at sea?
Yes.
Did you ever get seasick?
Yes. But I learned how to control it, and I was in a lot better condition than a lot of other people. So
that's good.
Yeah.
You said that you saw a Russian spy.
Yes.
What? Tell me about that.
Well, it's a small boat, actually.
Right.
And it would have all kind of electronic gear, antennas sitting on top of the boat, and it would basically follow the fleet around, you know, at a distance. So it was copying or listening in on any of the communications that were on board. Any of the unscrambled chatter, anything that was important or secret was always scrambled.
Did you ever unscramble any codes or anything?
No. Basically, it's automatic equipment.
Okay.
That sends over a particular frequency, scrambles it through the airwaves, and only the receiver on the other end has the code that will unscramble it as it's coming out.
Wow. So. That's interesting. while you were in the Gulf of Tonkin, what did you feel at the time about the war?
Well, basically, I felt like I was serving a purpose for being there, which was mainly to keep the ship positioned such that air traffic controllers on board could take and direct the pilots off the aircraft carriers inland and back.
So y'all had aircraft carriers on your ship?
No. We were guarding the aircraft carrier.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mine was a missile, light-guided missile destroyer.
Did y'all use it?
No.
Okay. How long were you there?
I did one tour of duty, and which was consisting of 3 months.
Not too bad.
No, not bad at all.
Did you feel that the U.S. military in Vietnam was actually stopping the spread of communism?
Not at that time.
Do you think it now, I guess, because of not, since...
At this point, no.
Since we did lose.
I don't think it... Yeah, since we did pull out, I don't think we basically did our job, as it were.
Yeah. Since you were in the anti-war movement, that you didn't even want to be over there in the first place?
Yes and no. I felt guilty later after getting out of the service that the people holding guns and being actually fired at, you know, that I was probably lucky not to be with those people, but in another sense felt like I was not contributing much.
Right.
You know. However, I did have a person who did hold a gun tell me once that, don't feel guilty. Anything you did to help contribute to the war was good enough, and you didn't want to be there.
I would agree with that.
So that made me feel better anyway.
When you returned, was there any hostilities against you?
No.
How did your friends and family feel about it?
They were worried that since I was overseas, and there was the possibility, remote as it was, that, you know, they might lob some shells out there into the Gulf of Tonkin, but that's basically what started the war. And that was the only time that I ever heard of anyone being attacked, you know, offshore. So, and that was years before.
Yes. Did you have any family or friends that were actually in combat or on the ground in Vietnam?
No. I do know several of my Marine ROTC students were killed in the war, but no personal friends. I know a couple of guys in my high school who were killed, but that's, I think there were only two.
Did you keep any contact with them while they were over there?
No. No. Matter of fact, I didn't even know they were over there. So.
Do you think there's anything the U.S. could have done to have changed the outcome of the war?
That's a tough one, because I'm not a military strategist or theorist.
Just your personal opinion?
Personal opinion? I don't know, looking at the Iraq War and the Afghanistan War, I see that you've got to win the people over, just the common people, first. and learn to learn their culture, basically. Try not to be the ugly American. And I did read The Ugly American while I was in college. So that's not a good view of America, in my opinion.
Right.
Unfortunately. It's maybe true. So I think if we can avoid that image of bullying maybe our way around and just winning the people over in the first place, you have a better chance of winning a war.
I agree with that. Did your time in Vietnam affect your life after you came back home in any way?
Not particularly. I let my hair grow long once I got out.
How long were you in the military after you returned from Vietnam?
Well, basically, the tours of duty were 3 months on, 3 months off. And I had several operations, is what they would call them, in the Pacific Ocean. So not all of it was in Vietnam.
Right.
But I was released from the Philippines starting my second tour. So I was flown out. And this was when the military had too many officers. And they were trying to switch over to a volunteer system. Basically, that's when it started. And so I was a contract ROTC student, meaning I only owed them 3 years, not six. And so they released all the people that they didn't have all the money invested in. Released them first, which I was very happy with.
I'm sure. I suppose you met your wife after you went or before?
Yes, I went back to college.
And did you get your, I guess, got a master's degree?
No, I was working on a master's degree and met my wife in San Antonio, working on a master's in social work. And then I felt a call to go into the ministry and spent a year at Perkins School of Theology at SMU. And then I felt uncalled. And basically moved out here to Lubbock and started going to night school to get an elementary education certificate, and taught school after I got that certificate for 2.5 years, and decided I didn't like other people's kids and quit that and started printing. And kind of got into printing by default.
Do you enjoy your job?
Yeah, it's okay.
Would you say that your time in Vietnam influenced your job, maybe?
No, not particularly, no. Basically, you can't do anything with a degree in psychology except steal children in the night for, you know, Children's Protective Services, or go out and investigate to see if an address is legitimate, whether it's a vacant lot or not. That's what I learned when I got back from Vietnam.
Wow.
So, and I didn't have the grades to get into graduate programs in psychology. They only took the very upper echelon. So I never pursued that.
Has your time that you spent in Vietnam changed the outlook of the wars that the U.S. has been involved in since?
It hasn't changed the outlook. My theory is still there. Perhaps looking at the Iraq War and having read The Ugly American has, shall we say, congealed my viewpoints of getting into wars. I think I wrote down that if we get into a war, finish it.
Right.
So that's basically my position.
Okay. And what did you feel was the most important thing you learned while you served?
We're talking relationships within the ship, or
anything that you'd like.
I learned that Hawaii is beautiful, but you can't afford to live there. the Pacific Ocean is beautiful. I learned that typhoons can be very horrific, bouncing around on the waves. Even though you're on a huge ship, it really bounces around, and it's just a little bitty toy out there on that ocean in a typhoon.
That's scary. Yeah. When did you encounter a typhoon on your ship?
This was between Formosa, or Taiwan at the time, or I guess it was Formosa at that time, and the northern end of the Philippines. We were caught between one coming between the islands and one coming down the coastline.
Oh my.
And we could not get into port anywhere, so we had to ride it out.
Did anyone get injured or anything?
No. Everything was tied down securely, and you know, so that no one would get hurt. And no one goes outside. As far as the politics, I think that's pretty well stated already.
Right.
And that's where I formulated that, so I guess you can say I learned that from my Vietnam experience.
Did you know in 2001 the USS Reeves was blown up as a target ship?
Yes.
Did you watch it?
No. No, I did not. I wasn't aware that it was videotaped. I learned that from a friend who Googled it, and he just wanted to see what the ship looked like, and learned the final resting place for it. So, interesting.
Yeah, I ran into some pictures of crew and kind of things.
Oh, really?
Some pretty interesting pictures.
Huh. Yeah. It was an interesting experience being in the Navy.
I'm sure it was. My brother's brother's in the Navy, so.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yes. Would you like to state anything else?
Gosh, I don't know. Anything in particular. I hope this helps you out with your studies.
All right. Well, thank you for your time.
You're certainly welcome.